The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 44, The Ascension, Pentecost, and the Early Church. The risen Jesus appeared to his friends over 40 days. A final meeting took place on the Mount of Olives near Jerusalem. There, having promised them the gift of the Holy Spirit, and having commanded them to bear witness to him to the ends of the earth, he ascended into heaven. During the Jewish Feast of Pentecost, which came soon afterwards, the Holy Spirit descended on them in wind and flame, and inspired them to speak in other tongues. People from all over the Mediterranean world who were in Jerusalem during the festival were astonished when they heard them. Peter told the crowd that the prophet Joel had foretold this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus, whom they had crucified, had risen from the dead as Lord and Christ. Many of Peter's audience joined the infant Christian church, which grew to be several thousand strong. They shared their possessions and worshipped both in the temple and in their homes. They soon attracted the attention of the authorities, but their leaders defied injunctions not to speak about Jesus. Warnings gave place to threats and then to floggings, but the church continued to grow. The church appointed seven officers named deacons to look after their poorest members. The preaching of one of them, Stephen, aroused bitter hostility, and he was brought before the Jewish authorities. Replying to the charges against him, he showed how Jesus fitted into the sacred history of the Jews and accused them of constantly rejecting those whom God had sent them. When he claimed to see Jesus standing at God's right hand, he was stoned to death. A young man called Saul, a devout Pharisee from the city of Tarsus in Asia Minor, joined enthusiastically in the persecution of Christians. He was sent to Damascus with letters authorizing him to arrest any Christians he found there. On his journey, a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. A voice said, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul said, "Lord, who are you?" The voice replied, "I am Jesus. Go into the city, and you will be told what to do." When the vision passed, Saul found he was blind, and so his companions led him into Damascus. There a Christian named Ananias was told in a vision to visit him. He did so, cured his blindness, and conferred the Holy Spirit on him. Saul was baptized and immediately began to teach that Jesus was the Son of God. This was taken from the book of Acts.